Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hi, John Schwab here, and welcome to episode 170 of the Curtain Call podcast. Curtain Call is the podcast that takes you deep behind the scenes of the theater world, bringing you in-depth conversations with the story makers that are shaping the future of theater. We pull back the curtain to reveal the stories behind the stories and give you a glimpse into the backstage world like no other podcast does. Now, for something completely different. This week, I am talking to a photographer who really is changing the game when it comes to headshots and self-tapes. And as an actor, I'm constantly needing to update my headshot or my photograph for casting. If you don't know what a headshot is, it's not just something that you do when playing Fortnite. Nothing will piss off a casting director like walking in a door, showing up on a video looking nothing like the photograph that is on your spotlight profile or a resume. It is vital that we represent ourselves in the best light. We also need to make sure our self-tapes stick out from the crowd. More and more, theater, television, and films are relying on self-tapes for that initial audition. And with thousands of actors applying for a single role, it's vital to have a professional shine when submitting. So when I came across Charlie Francis and his Act of Photography, that is AKTA Photography, and their model of a pay-what-you-can deal for those who see a professional headshot as pretty much a barrier to entry, I had to do some research. And, well, if their website, actofphotography.com, is anything to go by, Charlie and his team are only going to go from strength to strength. I had the pleasure of chatting with Charlie last week about the start of his journey and how he sees active photography growing. Have a listen. Can I ask you just to introduce yourself and then we'll go from there?
Yeah, of course. So, hey, I'm Charlie. My name is Charlie Francis. I'm the founder and director of a company called Active Photography. We are primarily a headshot photography company. However, we try our best to work in kind of like the career development sort of space as well with actors, particularly actors from low-income backgrounds. Our like company ethos is to stop talented actors slipping through the cracks, particularly when those cracks are being caused by kind of financial barriers, that sort of thing. So we have four inclusivity initiatives. We've got the Pay What You Can headshots, the Pay What You Can showreels, actor reels that we've just released for the first time this month. We have a spotlight fund and a audition fund, which is coming soon. And we use those initiatives to try and make it a little bit easier for talented actors to access opportunities and the industry as a whole, if that makes sense.
When I first started out, somebody sent the elevator back down. And look, I have a privileged background, okay? I'm a upper middle class kind of, I didn't go to drama school, but I was able to afford university. I went to university. I get it. But somebody sent the elevator back down to me when I first started out. And I think it's absolutely crucial that you send the elevator back down to those who may not have the privileges and the opportunities that I had. So, I take part in the Push Far initiative and the Limit Break. So I mentor people from different economic backgrounds and different, socioeconomic levels. People didn't have the opportunities that I had growing up. So for me, it's really important to do that. And it sounds like, you're doing that too. What got you to that point, Charlie? What made you come up with the business? And then we'll dive into ACTA, which is, I find I've had a really good deep dive, but and I'm sure that's not even deep diving. That's just me looking at the website, because I'm sure there's so much more. But what brought you to this initiative?
So it's, there's a couple of different things, I guess. There's like the story of how it actually came about and how it actually happened. But then there's also kind of like, generally my background and that's a kind of big contributing factor as well. You're talking about your kind of upbringing, and I had quite an interesting social position. And I grew up, it was just myself and my mum. My mum's on disability, and we grew up in very, very, very working class areas in the United Kingdom, in Wakefield in West Yorkshire, and Stranraer in Southwest Scotland, with you know, absolutely no money at all, you know, really, really tight financial situations. But my, you know, similarly, my extended family, I actually come from quite a middle class place. You know, I was born in Gloucestershire, and my extended family are all, you know, middle class people with, you know, varying different degrees of wealth. So while I was growing up in these, you know, very working class communities, I would go and stay at my grandparents in Painswick and Gloucestershire, and would have access to kind of how things operated, you know, around money. My mum was an artist growing up, but before that she was a social worker. So we always had those two sort of things, you know, living side by side, you know, art and social enterprise and these sorts of things. And I think that whenever we started this company, that's kind of, I guess, where it came from, wanting to do something creative. I was acting myself within the industry that I love and I've always wanted to be a part of. But, you know, it was almost second nature to have that kind of social enterprise side to it, given that that's, you know, what my mum and even my nan used to work at Writing for the Disabled and these sorts of things. There was just a big part of my upbringing. So when it came to kind of the actual decision to start this, or the accident that caused it, really, it was simply that I needed new headshots and I didn't have any money, and I had a flatmate take some for me, and I kind of guessed, it turned out rightly, I guessed that there'd be a lot of actors in the similar sort of situation after lockdown, when the industry was opening up again, that would need, you know, to kickstart their careers, but didn't have the cash to do it. So it all started with a tweet saying that we would do pay what you can headshots for 10 people. And I thought no one would apply. If I'm
being, my gosh, I can only imagine how many people took you up on that.
Yeah,
or just went, please let me be one of the first 10.
Yeah, exactly. We had 48 people in the first hour applied, and it was like, oh, wow. So my flatmate and I, we photographed 100 people in the first month in our living room. And after that, I quit my job. I went and got a studio over in West London and Acton. They gave us a studio for free for 3 months, because what we were trying to do was something kind of positive for the industry and these sorts of things. They were very, very, very gracious and generous with us. And then by the time that 3 month period had finished, you know, we'd photographed 100 people a month every month, and we had a portfolio, and word of mouth had kind of kicked in, and I built a website, and we moved studios in. And since then, we've probably photographed about 2,500 people. We're currently at 1,820 clients per year, and we've dedicated 25% of all of the available bookings to pay what you can customers, because if it weren't for the initiative in the first place, you know, I wouldn't have this company. And we want to keep that as a very kind of as like a focal point moving forward.
Designer things, it's something I did, and I have on my website as well a pay what you can voice reel, you know, but I haven't shouted out about it like that. It's just people, I've kind of done it that, you know, and you've put me to shame. But I've had some people come to me and say, listen, I can't. I was like, listen, what is it? What do you need? We can make it work. We can make it work. We can make something work. Because some people, the thing that's stopping them is that they look at the three-digit number, you know, that most people will charge for a headshot and go, well, my headshot's out of date, but I just can't, you know, you got to get the job to get the headshot to get the reel, you know, you got to spend money to get the reel. There's this vicious cycle. And I think that barrier to entry can appear unattainable to people. And I think what you're doing is the Lord's work, Charlie. It's amazing. So, I love your tiers. You have the BIFFA, the Olivier, the BAFTA, and the Oscar. I love it. Now, I've been nominated for a BIFFA in my time, and that was just yes, absolutely. But I saw that and I went, oh, I like this. This is a very cool thing. Just because, okay, I'd rather you tell me. You can go to Active Photography, go see the different tiers. But what kind of drove you to get these two these four tiers? Sorry, and. I mean, I think it's a fascinating model. I mean, I'm having been the developer and founder of a tech website, I love the kind of models that you come up with, pricing models. And this one just makes sense to me. And, you know, it looks, to my eyes and to my logic, completely accessible to a bunch of different ranges, and allows you to also go through as you become, more successful or more ambitious or whatever. So you get allows you to do something per month that is attainable.
You kind of nudge towards it there yourself. There's a couple of things I try and kind of go over, but you say yourself that you got to get the jobs, and then if you get the job, you get the money, and then if you get the money, you can do more things. Well, that's one of the reasons why the first and most cost-effective option is just for self-tapes, because let's be honest, the thing that we all need is to work. Basically, what we're trying to, whenever we work with actors, we kind of say, look, let's set the objectives and work backwards. There's something we use called objectives and key results. So you set the objectives, and then you set the key results that you're going to want to kind of check off as you get closer to the objective. And we do that in a very entrepreneurial kind of business sort of sense, but we also do it in the sense of what the ethical objectives of the company are, what the point of the company is. So if we're saying, well, what we want to do is we want to stop actors slipping through the cracks, well, then what are the things that we have to do to make that possible, to achieve that? And a big part of that is, we're not going to go out there and say to actors that you don't need to invest in your career, because you do. Of course, you know what I mean?
You do. Yes.
Absolutely do. You need to invest time. You need to invest money. If you can invest more time, then maybe you can invest less money. If you can be really creative about how you do it, then maybe you can invest less money. If you have loads of money to invest, then maybe that's actually going to be a bit of an issue, because you might not have the need to be particularly creative. So there's a lot of different kind of things at play. But what we're trying to do is, instead of saying, look, you don't need to invest money, you say you probably do need to invest money, but how can we make that investment as manageable as possible? You know what I mean? And the first thing that came to us was, well, break it down over a series of months. Headshots shouldn't be cheap, as far as I'm concerned. They shouldn't be really, really expensive. If you want to go to if you want to spend £1,000 with a particular photographer, then by all means, if you've got the money, great. Cool.
Knock yourself out. Yeah.
Exactly. But it's our photographers, they've all shot for, Vogue and Harper's Bazaar and Document Journal and these amazing magazines, and Barney's been nominated for Portrait of Britain and these, so their time is valuable, and we're not trying to make it cheaper.
Yeah.
We're trying to make it more manageable for you to afford. And the simplest and easiest way for us to do that is to split the payments over 3 months, 6 months, 12 months. Now, there are complications with that. Sometimes people do, sign up for a 12-month thing. They get their headshots in month one, and then they email us going, oh, guys, I've got to cancel my membership. And we have to explain to them that it's you've committed and you've signed, and it's a 12-month thing, and there are things that we can do to help. But generally speaking, that is a very, very, very small percentage of our clientele. And I think the thing that we've done that other people don't is that didn't scare us away. I think that people are terrified that they're going to get taken advantage of. And actually, the truth is that people are, in my experience, happy and willing to invest and recognize the value of the thing that you're doing, but they just often struggle to have £300, £400, £500 at any one time in the bank account, because particularly at the start of your career, acting can be tough. So we're kind of putting our faith in our customer base and giving them these options, and are delighted to say that faith, I guess, is being rewarded, because like I say, we photograph 5 people a day, 7 days a week, and have 2 studios, and everything's been going really well for the last couple of years.
Now we're going to pause for a quick word from our sponsors. Welcome back to the Curtain Call Podcast. It's not just about when you're starting out. I think that actors need to work on themselves and continue to have new headshots, new reels. Where, if you're going to do a self-tape, make sure it looks good. You get out what you put in. I do a lot of of workshops and things with drama school students. And, you know, I tell them, look, if you've got an hour to look at Twitter and Facebook and TikTok, you've got an hour to work on yourself.
Yes.
You have an hour to do something that might just promote your career a little bit. And if making that audition, that self-tape look as professional as can, will make it stand out. Now, is that worth the price of a pint a week to you?
Yeah.
If you have one less pint a week, you know, and I'm talking London prices, people, you know, if it's just that one less pint a week that you're buying and you put that towards activephotography.com or something like that, where you're investing in yourself, in your business. And God, it's a tax write-off. You can write this off. It is a professional expense.
You should put that on our website, actually.
It is a legitimate business expense. This is something that you're paying every week, every month to do headshots, to do self-tapes, to everything else. It's 100%. This is not for pleasure. This is your business. So absolutely take it off. And what I love about your tiers is that the more you get up, is that there is a bit of, you know, you do workshops and you get a headshot a year. Now, what is a headshot a year worth, you know, to you? And I know what interests me in this is that you may have a look one year and have a different look the next year, but what you're able to show casting directors and put on IMDb, put on Spotlight, it's just something different. I would love to get a bit of the feedback that you're getting, and can you give me, I don't know, I'm not talking about a success story, but what are kind of, say, you know, two or three things that you're getting back to you that is propelling active photography more?
I can tell you one very, very current one is this evening.
Okay.
I'm very, very excited to go home and put on Secret Invasion and see one of our members in Secret Invasion, good friend of mine.
Amazing.
In having filmed the self-tape with me.
That is so cool.
That's gonna be a special. I haven't seen it yet, so it's literally my plan for this evening. And that's gonna be a really proud moment. You know, my God, he deserves it. Honestly, Jack is just wonderful. One of the most talented people I know. And, you know, I remember I was there when he got the call that he got the job. And I was there when we filmed the self-tape here in the studio together. And, that's a really, you know, that's really,
it's great. That's so cool when they get it. And then, can you be honest with me, Charlie? Mm-hmm. Did he kind of in the second? So he got it, yes. And then the next second, he went, "Oh shit, I've got to do this job."
Jack's the best. He's
that's so.
Not, cool. He, you know, we've had a lot. We've filmed things for Netflix. People have worked on Netflix projects from self-tapes. We've done House of the Dragon, HBO, BBC, a lot of different things. But this is one that I'm particularly excited for this evening.
And, you know, before we wrap it up here, you know, just how approachable are you guys at Active Photography? What should somebody do if they feel like this is something for them? And you know, they may balk at any kind of price or something, or they just have this real desire. Would you meet with them? What do they do? What's the first thing they need to do?
So there's a few different things. You know, everybody's different, and we try and offer a range of options to kind of suit you. You know, if you know what you want, let's say with the Pay What You Can initiative, you don't have to sit in front of anybody. You don't have to explain yourself to anybody. You don't have to jump on a call with me. The photography team and the team that make the ultimate decisions, they're not the same people. So on the day,
right,
nobody knows if you pay what you can or not. Nobody knows.
Okay.
So if that's you, if you're a little bit like you want to have the session, you don't want anyone to know. Cool, great, we've got you. But if that's not you, if you wanna, my mobile number, my work mobile number is on the website. You can call me anytime. You can DM us on Instagram. You can email us. We're very, very easy to get a hold of. I'm in the studio every single day, so you know, people can call whenever. I get plenty of calls regularly about all kinds of different things. And you know, one of the things that we offer is we do free career consultations for any and all of our clients. So whenever you come for headshots, or if you join the membership tiers, or you come for a reel or something like that, for an unlimited period of time after the session, as soon as you're a member of the troupe, as we call it, you can book in a consultation. We can talk about anything to do with your career at any point. Not to say that we're experts on any part of it, but sometimes you just need somebody that's not your agent to have that conversation with. And we'll jump on Zoom and we'll have that conversation with you whenever you need. If you're part of the team, then we got your back, you know.
Amazing. Charlie, my last question is, when they do make that call and they do get in touch with you and the team and they come in, what can they, your clients, what can they leave knowing? Like, what are they going to get out of it and take forward in their career?
Sure. So a couple of things that we hope that people, or I think that people feel when they come out of this, is a little bit, you know, the stakes aren't so high. None of it's as scary as it feels. You know what I mean? Where a real sense of kind of positivity and a little bit of control. So one of the things that we try and emphasize to people whenever we talk to them is what it is that they can like action on a day-to-day basis to take a little bit of control back in their careers. And then the ability to not worry about the things that they need not worry about. You know what I mean? And the same goes with their headshots. And, you know, one of the things I'm very kind of proud of is how lovely all of the members of the team here are. And there's no scary photographers. Do you know what I mean? Absolutely lovely. And hopefully people leave with a real sense of a kind of autonomy over their career, and that nothing's as far away as it feels.
That's amazing. Charlie, I'm fascinated. I'm going to come down and visit you guys. I'm going to get up there and I'd love to meet you in person and come see the studios. It's great. And you never know, you might see me on a tier one of these days, you know.
Well, if you need anything, you just let me know, okay?
Will do. Listen, all the best. Thank you so much for what you're doing for everyone, and what a great initiative. Absolutely. I'm fascinated. And thanks for joining me.
Oh, nice one. Pleasure. Thank you very much for having me.
Charlie Francis there from ACTA Photography. If you are a performer or know one who could benefit from a pay what you can headshot and self-tape help, get in touch with ACTA Photography through their website, actaphotography.com. That is actaphotography.com. I will, of course, put that link in the show notes. Thank you for listening. But before we go, just a quick reminder, say that if you like this episode, or indeed any of our episodes of the Curtain Call podcast, please go to whichever streaming platform you use. It does work. Leave a rating and review, and pass this podcast on to others. It really helps others like you find the podcast, and it boosts our ratings. It's just only a good thing. I like boosted ratings. Why not? If you want to reach out, you can find me on all the socials at John Schwab. That's at JohnSchwab. Thank you for listening. Speak soon and stay safe. Bye.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.